this is Lottie. Welcome back to another episode of the Sacred Cocoon Podcast. I hope you are doing well this fine June day. I hope that June is treating you well and that you, if you're mowers like me, are getting some rest from the absolute wild time that May was. The energy recently has just been kind of wild, kind of hairy, but I hope that you are doing well. And you know, I hope even if things have been kind of wild, that the world is bringing in good for you, and that necessary changes are happening. I feel like that has been the big thing for many of us, has been big changes that have been in the pipeline and now they're finally happening. And you know, sometimes that can feel super chaotic. And sometimes, even if you know it's a good thing, even if it's been coming for a while, even if you've been working up to it, etc., actually doing it can be terrifying. So, you know, if you're like, whoa, I've been going through this stuff and it's good, or I really wanted this to happen, but now I'm scared that it's actually happening, you're not alone. So I hope that you are well. Today I would like to talk about something that I've been thinking about quite a lot recently, which is the importance of going to spiritual workers who are men, who identify as men, who identify as men. And so, you know, this is a everyone friendly space, trans friendly. So if you are a man, if you identify as a man, then you are a man. Just want to get that out there. But that's what's been playing on my mind recently, and because of some clients that I've been lucky to meet recently and work with, and just my own journey and path and things, just a trigger warning, I guess. I'm probably going to talk about some pretty personal things in this episode, including talking about abusive relationships, and especially talking about sexual abuse. So if you don't want to listen to that, please feel free to skip this episode. Don't listen. That's just to let you know that might come up as I'm talking through this episode. But anyway, before we get into that, let me do the usual thing, and say that, well, first of all, let me say that I have been really, really busy and feeling super blessed and lucky to be so busy, you know, to be able to be doing my work, this like spiritual work, guidance work, my tarot readings, psychic readings, all of that. I feel really lucky that that is my full-time job. And it's all thanks to everyone who books with me. You know, I'm completely self-employed, I appreciate everyone that gives me the opportunity to work with them, because that's the reason that I get to do this work, you know. So thank you for that. If you want to book a reading with me, you can do that through my Etsy, which is The Sacred Cocoon. You can email me or message me on Instagram. The email is thesacredcocoon@gmail.com. Instagram is thesacredcocoon. Or if you're in Fayetteville or surrounding areas in Northwest Arkansas, you can come see me on a Friday at the Four of Wands. Just to let you know, I have been super, super busy, like back to back there recently, so it's always a good idea to book ahead if you know you're coming or you want to come, just to make sure that that spot gets reserved for you. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve, and I don't always get to see everyone that way. So, unfortunately, I only have so much time and so much, like, energy to be able to do it. Please book ahead if you know you want to come. It's just the best way to do things. Let's see, what else have I got to say about all that? I have been creating a Mother Mary oracle deck. If you've been watching my Instagram, you'll have seen the process of that. I'm still doing that. I've been a little quiet about it this past week just because things have been, like I said, kind of wild and busy. But I am thinking of Shangli. I think I'm 99% sure that I'm going to do this. Running a Kickstarter for it, which I've never done before because it's always scared the absolute heck out of me. but I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. I'm going to take June to really like think about it and kind of flesh out ideas and things, and then it'll probably launch in July. And then the other thing is my parents were supposed to be coming to visit from England for most of June. They were supposed to get here next Thursday, but now they are not because of new travel bans that are in place and things like that, which really sucks. It was a surprise to all of us, but you know, I understand, and ultimately it's important that everyone is able to be kept as safe as possible. We're all vaccinated, but I know not everyone is, and so yeah, I understand. I'm really bummed about it. I was really looking forward to seeing them, and I haven't seen them for I think like 3 years now, or two at least. But you know, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen, and it'll be when it does happen, that'll be the right timing for it. So I just wanted to give a heads up on that. But yeah, I think that's everything. I think I've got everything right. Yeah. Right. So today I would like to talk about the importance of going to and supporting healers, spiritual workers, things like that in this sphere who are men and identify as men. And recently I have had quite a lot of clients coming to me who are new and are men, and it turns out as we're talking that they are healers, they're energy workers, they are able to do some really incredible stuff with energy. And like, I met this guy the other day, he was so cool. I'm just gonna refer to him as Jay. He was like middle-aged, I think maybe 45 or so, not super great at age. And he came in and he looked like just the most normal guy, you know. He's wearing like a baseball cap, and yeah, just looked super finger quotes normal. And I was reading for him, and then we started to talk about energy work and healing, and he was telling me like this really, really cool stuff about himself. Like he has healing and, well, psychic abilities in his family, and that he has always been really good at like things that traditionally people have considered to be more what women do, from healing to, he's like, I sew, I knit, I darn the socks. You know, he took a massage class or course, and he was really good at that. And we just had a really good talk. And I've had multiple men like this recently come to talk to me, and they usually fit in that same kind of mold. They're usually middle-aged, look outwardly pretty much like a completely finger-quotes normal guy, and then they sit down and they start to open up, and they're like these amazing people that have just the incredible gifts to be able to share with the world. And I've noticed something that keeps coming up with these men too, is that they don't know how to use those abilities. They don't know how to use those gifts, and it seems more and more to come down to that people don't expect them to have those gifts, and so they don't get to use them. Or I've also heard, you know, people are very wary of men being in, say, a massage class where a lot of people are women, and yeah, like it's weird that they would be in that kind of class, or like they need to be watched more because they're going to touch people. And like, I just noticed this, and it really makes me feel sad, because it's like they're their spirit, their nature, their energy is so sweet and so, like, incredible to be around. And as we talk, they start to, like, come out of that kind of shell, and they start to get more animated, and it's like I can tell how much they just vibe with it, you know. They just are really good at doing this kind of work, helping other people, good at talking to other people, very compassionate, very caring and loving, and like they have great gifts to share and being able to help other people, but it's like they just don't get the chance because they feel like people don't want to give them that chance. And they don't want to say anything because, you know, they're like, well, people already think it's weird that I would want to do this work or that I'm interested in it. And they just think that I am not that way inclined, or I'm not a sensitive person, or, you know, whatever it is. And so it creates over time this kind of like, almost like they shut down bits of themselves. And you can feel it and you can see it when they're sitting across from you, this kind of, like, yeah, it's like a smallness, like they've made those parts of themselves so quiet because they don't get to share them. And over time it's like, well, you know, if no one's interested in that part of me, then I'm just gonna like shut that down and not really think about it. And it just makes me sad. Like, I always wanna like encourage people, and spirit always seems to come through. It's like, you need to be doing this, you need to be like, tell people, do it. If someone comes to you like, oh, I'm struggling with this thing, you know, tell them, well, you know, I can, here's something I can do, can, do you want to try it, you know, do you want to see, and start to tell people. But I understand that that can be hard when you've gone through life, and people just keep telling you over and over, well, that's weird that you do that, or no, I don't want you to do that because you're a man and you might do something weird, you know. And they just kind of get that where so much that they go, you know what, whatever, I'm not going to even ask anymore, I'm not even going to put it out there. And now it's like spirit's like, please put it out there. And yeah, I really want to encourage people to look at men as healers, because I think more and more, I think this is becoming like more accepted and people are doing it more. But you know, that those experiences that those men have had aren't coming from nowhere. Like, there are lots of people that are treating them as like, that's really weird and strange, and there must be something wrong with you, like you want to do it for like some gross reason or something, you know. There must be a lot of people treating them like that, otherwise they wouldn't be having those experiences. And I have noticed this in this spiritual sphere sometimes, that like we're much more, and I'm speaking identifying as a woman here, but like we as women are much more encouraged to, yeah, lean into those healing and psychic abilities and use them with people and things. But men seem to just get it where it's like, well, you know, you probably don't have anything, any kind of psychic or any kind of like healing gift or whatever. And if you do, then I guess what, like, there's no encouragement to really use it, and is how I've experienced it. It's treated with that same kind of suspiciousness, that seems to come with just when men aren't fitting into like the stereotype of the like big gruff strong burly man and what that must mean about them. And also, while I'm on that track, we have no idea what that person is like underneath that, or that doesn't even mean that they can't have like abilities and spiritual interests and like that needs encouraging. You can be you know, you can be the most guy dude stereotypically, and still be really good at those kinds of work. You can still be a healer and not be like, and not kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, like, you can still look for, you can, I can't think of what I'm trying to say, blah, blah, blah. And still fit those things, you know. And and I've noticed that in myself, that I am trying to be more, like, open-minded in terms of when someone comes into the room, I'm not reading the kind of things that are, and then thinking, oh, well, they're this type of person, so they must be only interested in this, you know? And the men that I've been meeting recently have been really, like, helping me with that, because they come in and they do seem very, like, not a kind of guy outwardly that I would think would be interested in the spiritual. And that's me having those preconceptions and those, like, stereotypes in my own head of who is a spiritual person, who's interested in spiritual things, and who might want to, you know, be someone that is a healer or wanting to help other people and things like that. So, like, when they come in and then I get that kind of, it's like I get the check, you know, like, hey, you need to kind of nip that stereotype in the bud, because it's proving that it's obviously not true. And when you can be more open to people and let them just be a unique person, you get to help people unfold a lot more and figure out ways to be more true to themselves, you know? And I always want to give that. I always want to give people a space to be like, you know what? You come in here and it doesn't matter what anyone else in the whole world thinks about you, because I'm here to help. If you came in here, then I want to help, and I want to see you as the person that you are, with the wonderful things about you, and I want you to feel, like, seen in here, and, like, you can just fully let whatever you need out and ask for whatever help you need, you know. And so it's been good for me to have these kind of experiences, like, where I'm like, you know, I need to check myself there. So I'm really grateful to have been able to have that, and then also to have those men that I'm talking to do, like, a reading, or we have a discussion together about what they can do and how to do it and things like that. And they leave and they say, I feel better. You know, this really helped me to see things that I can do, or to acknowledge that part of myself more, or, you know, yeah, keep trying to put it out there. But like I was saying, I think the flip side of that is that it's important to be open to men being in those roles. And I was already talking about that a little bit before, but, like, there's so much that we can heal and gain and benefit from by connecting with that kind of energy, that to me feels really important. Like, the energy right now is very spiky in the way that I have been feeling it in general, like, very there's a lot of, you know, pain that's coming up, and a lot of people's traumas and things like that. And I think, like, it feels to me like there's a reason that these men are, they have these gifts. And I think men have always had healing gifts and always had, you know, intuitive abilities, and I don't think it's true at all that to be intuitive and a healer and a gentle person, compassionate and loving, those aren't just feminine traits. And I think there's been a huge disservice to men and to everyone, then, just people and the world, when we really go into that way of thinking, like, oh, well, you know, if you are a soft kind of person, then that must be a feminine thing. And it's not it doesn't have to be, you know. But yeah, I'm kind of going all over the place today, but, like, I think there is this potential to be able to receive a lot of healing and to be able to do a lot when we are willing to see men as spiritual people and people who have gifts to share with us. So after I'm going to go to the ad break now, and then when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about my own experience with men in general, and how I've kind of gotten to the point that I'm at now to feel the way that I do. So I hope that you'll find that interesting, and I think that's everything. All right, I'll talk to you after the break. This section, I want to talk about my own experiences with men, and I think how that connects with what I feel now about the importance of supporting and encouraging men to share their spiritual sides, their spiritual leanings, their gifts, their abilities in that kind of sphere. This again, I'm going to trigger warning this because I am going to talk about personal things that have happened in my life, which have not always been great, but no one's life has always been great, right? So I don't think please be forewarned. I'm going to talk about abusive relationships in this a little bit. I'm going to try not to get too in depth, but like, it is going to come up. So if that is something that you don't want to listen to, I completely understand. Please feel free to stop listening. All right. So with that said, okay. So for me, my relationship with men and with men energetically, I would say, has always been interesting because for me, so I grew up in a spiritualist family, and I never know whether to say gifts, abilities, people call it both, like psychic gifts, psychic abilities, whatever. For me, it comes down my, the male side of my family. It goes back to my great-grandfather and possibly further back from that, I'm not sure. But so basically, my great-granddad, who's my dad's dad, and my granddad, which is my dad's dad, were very involved in the spiritualist church, especially in England, like helping to run it and being very involved in how it was run and being there a lot. And my nana, which is my dad's mum, also turned out to have a lot of these like psychic sensitivities and abilities, but I don't feel like she actually really went into that or delved into it until she met my granddad. So it comes for me, it comes down the male line of the male side of the family from my dad's side. My dad has a brother and a sister, and they both have it too. But his brother, who is his younger brother, he's the youngest of the three of them, was always, like, finger quotes, the strongest in our family, and, did the most spiritual work. He was, and my family tends to go more towards the mediumistic side of things. My granddad and my great-granddad were more involved with healing work, like prayer work, sending out healing, kind of like Reiki, but we never called it that, like distance healing, that kind of thing with spirit. So they would work with spirit to connect with people and send healing to people who needed it and things like that. And then my nana and my dad and my uncle was kind of both, but more to the other side, where they did what my dad has always called spirit rescue, which is basically helping spirits to cross over that need to cross over, crossing over earthbound spirits, going and helping people cross that are having a difficult time transitioning or going through a difficult death or things like that. That was the two sides in my family. My auntie, I'm not sure. I think she kind of like floated a little bit in the middle. And then it came down to us, and my auntie doesn't have any children. My uncle who's my dad's youngest brother, has three sons, and then there's me, my dad's only child, so I'm a well, I identify as a woman, so I'm a woman, or a girl. And so my cousins, I don't know if they really went into any kind of any kind of spiritual path or anything. When we were kids, my dad and their dad, and then my auntie and things would have what they called circle, but we weren't allowed to be in that until we were probably like 10 or so, because we were kids and they didn't want us to feel like, you know, we had to do that kind of work. But like around 10 or so, I was interested in it, and so they started like allowing me to come to this and learning what was happening. And then it was too much for me, basically. I was like getting a lot of messages and things, and it was like, I can't handle this. So I stopped going. And I remember my cousins being there a couple of times, but I don't know like if they ever really continued it. And then I went off on a slightly different track where I learned different types of healing, and kind of had a weird relationship with spirit for a while, and then tried to shut it out, and then eventually started letting it back in. And when I was in my, so that was my like basis of my relationship with men, basically. And I was always also kind of like a daddy's girl, you know, when I was little, and so I always felt really close to my dad. And I'm lucky because I have a good relationship with both my parents, and I feel close to both of them. But like me and my dad always had something, I think, where we were very much the same. And so this kind of understanding. And then when I was in my teens, I went through some really hard relationships. I started in relationships too young, I feel. I kind of just jumped through different relationships. So I was with one person for a year or so, and then I was with another person for like 5 years, and then I was with another person for 5 years, and I barely had any gap in between any of them. And my second boyfriend was also very spiritually inclined, but had a lot of baggage around that and a lot of issues with it, which meant that he attracted just imagine being a magnet for like everything that you don't want to attract. And he was like that, so I had to deal with that and being in the line of fire of that, basically. And at the same time, he just had a lot of issues. He had a very unsupportive family, an abusive family, which seemed like it had always been like that ever since he was a kid. And then in turn, he was an abusive person, but that was because I really believe that's a lot because of how he was raised. And also he had like a lot of mental health struggles that were not correctly addressed. He wasn't able to get help for those. So that was kind of exacerbated it. And I find if you add mental health struggles on top of psychic sensitivity and abilities, on top of a really crappy, you know, upbringing, you are going to get problems. So essentially though, thinking about my relationship with men, it really skewed me, I guess, to not trust men, because part of what happened with that boyfriend was, yeah, like a very abusive relationship in different ways, a lot verbally, a lot sexually, not really very much physically, but the stuff that happened that was physical was real bad, so... you know, and also, you know, it's hard to delineate sexual and physical abuse because they kind of go into each other. But anyway, I don't really want to go too much into the specifics of what happened, because I don't think it's important. But basically, it just meant that I ended up where I was like, didn't trust men at all. And then my next relationship on from that, which was generally really good, we ended up really hurting each other, but I think that's because we were struggling and we just didn't fit together anymore, and we were both trying to figure out what the heck is going on, you know. So, but he was also had a sort of spiritual inclination. He was a lot less focused on it than the previous one had been, but his dad had taught him like energy healing and used to do energy healing with him when he was a kid without really knowing that's what it was. And he could also like sense spirit and things. And then from there, I started, you know, after that relationship had some time, and then I started dating my wife, who is now my wife. So, so anyway, all that to say that I had like a rocky relationship with, excuse you, that's my kitten. I don't know if you can hear him. He sleeps really hard, and then sometimes he wakes up like are you okay. Yeah, where was I? Oh yeah, all that to say that like my relationship with men was from a really early age, like 13 or so, very difficult and challenging, and I didn't trust, I didn't feel safe, but also there was always this like spiritual part of it too, and so it got mixed in with that, where like spiritually I was just like, no, like I don't want to deal with this, and I think in a way I kind of like shut out. Like, I didn't even feel like I was able to be around men that were spiritually inclined or interested spiritually. I always had some friends who were men, and I feel really lucky that I was able to have those friendships, because even in the times when I didn't realize it yet, that was very healing for me. I was around, when I went to university, I had this one friend who was just, I'm still friends with him, we don't really talk as much now, but I just love him, and he's always just such a sweet, very caring guy, and I think that kind of kept the door open for me a little bit to realize that men could be that way, and that you could trust them even if I struggled with it. And I will say that I've done a lot of healing work from my past, and you know, it's I'll always be a survivor, I think. Like I think I'll always kind of have that parts of me that come from that, and it has changed me in ways that I wish were different in a way, but at the same time I don't wish that I'm to be different, because it's made me who I am now, and I'm happy to be who I am now. It's complicated, but anyway, going off on a big tangent here. I struggled with trusting men, and especially like trusting men in a physical way, or to allow myself to be vulnerable, to like open up to a man and share like what I felt emotionally or what I was feeling like I needed help with. That, you know, after university, I went and did reflexology, and I don't think we had a single man in our class. I don't think we did. And there was this rhetoric there too that was kind of insidious, it was kind of underlying at that point, but of that, yeah, like, men aren't interested in healing, men don't do this work, and if they do, there's something weird about it, or they must just, you know, they had to be feminine, or we had to identify that energy as feminine, because if we didn't, it was like it wasn't real, or like it was a threat or something. And I really took that on. Like, I really believed that. And when I look back, I feel so sad about the way that I ended up talking about men and treating men because of that. I really did carry on that thing of like, oh, you know, all men, blah, 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 all men do this, or men can't be this way, and if they are, it's not real, and they're not real, like, they always want this, and they really did carry those beliefs, and it makes me feel so sad and so sorry about it, because I have seen how much that hurts, and how much that hurts men, and how much it makes them not feel that they can be open, and it just, you know, what does it do? It doesn't do anything good. It doesn't, it continues that stereotype that men aren't emotional, and men aren't sensitive, and that they don't think about these things, and they don't feel these things, and they don't want to connect like that, and it ends up like, well, what other option do people have then? If you're saying that this is what they're like and they'll never be any different, it's like you're not giving any room for growth there at all. You know, you're not giving room for them to prove you any different, because you've just decided that this is what all men are like this. And I'm saying all this towards my old self, you know. And I think, coming back to the point of what I was talking about before, it's led to where men who are healers or have these kind of things that they want to share, they want to do energy work, they want to talk to people, they want to be readers, they want to, you know, whatever sphere, they want to help people, and they just feel like no one wants them to. And so it just feels like, this is such a rambly episode, I hope you don't mind, but it just feels like it's so important to choose to support that. You know, if you see, and I feel like I should say here, obviously everyone has different experiences, and I'm not saying that you have to, you know, do something that you don't feel, you know, whatever, I don't know how to word what I'm trying to say. Like, do it if it feels right. If it doesn't, then, you know, obviously I can't tell you what to do, and you know best for yourself, so yeah. But I think if there's discomfort, look at where the discomfort is coming from and see if you can kind of push past that a little bit. Is it discomfort that's coming from a place of, yeah, really, I need to be very careful about this, and I need to kind of, or not do this thing, and, you know, that's a boundary, and that's fine. Or is it like, I've always heard this, that this is the case, and I've just come to believe it. Everyone else has said it, so I think that it's true too. Or based on my old self and my old experiences, this is what happened, and therefore I'm carrying that into the rest of my experiences. and looking at, like, what can I do maybe a bit different? Like, can I do something different there? Can I go to a man? Can I encourage that? Can I, you know, tell them how meaningful that is to me? Because for me, in my own personal experience, I've found that if left to my own devices from the past, I probably wouldn't do anything with men, probably wouldn't read for men, probably, you know, would barely talk to them. And yet, by having experiences where men have come to me and opened up to me and allowed me to see them, I've realized that would have made my life, like, so different. It would make it have less of the healing in it that I have been lucky to have, and it would miss a richness that men have brought into my life, you know. I would have missed that. And so it really makes me think now, like, how lucky I am that it never got completely eclipsed out of my life, and I never had no men who were in my life, and kind of like always just subtly and very gently, and by just being themselves, showing me that those things that I felt were not really completely the truth. It wasn't the truth about all men being that way, and it's led to where yeah, now I can say how important it is that, that I had those relationships and that we continue to encourage that, you know, we continue to make the effort to make men feel welcome in spiritual spaces and make them feel that their healing and their things they want to share and their wisdom and their abilities is just as important to the space and to healing people as anything else. I find that working with men has healed my relationship with men a lot. And I think we can all benefit from healing each other or having healing relationships with each other. But I would bet that there's a lot of people like me who've had really hard relationships with men in the past who could really benefit from healing those relationships. And I really feel like doing that with men who do like spiritual work is a great way to do that. I would also encourage you, this is kind of off tangent a little bit, but like I started to see a man as a therapist like last year, I think, and that worked wonders for me too. Like that really helped me to face some things that I thought about men. In terms of whether I was ever going to be safe around men or could I ever trust them. And, you know, it just taught me a lot. So I think generally what I'm saying is please, you know, think about bringing men and their energy into your life more and what you can gain from that and the benefits from that and also what they experience because of it. They get to experience your openness, your willingness to see them in those roles, your willingness to say yes, this is a thing that you can do and it is important that you do it and this is your gift and thank you for using it, you know. But anyway, I think that's everything that I wanted to say on this. Yeah, I think I've covered everything. I don't know what to call this episode. I think I'm just going to call it, I don't know, something ramble. We'll see. But anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I am sending you so much love. Thank you so much for listening. All right, bye for now.